Dan speaking.
Hey, Dan, it's Blair from Surge 105. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. We miss you. My wife says hi, by the way.
Oh, hello.
She's like, he follows me on Twitter, so make sure you say hi. I was like, okay, I'll do that.
On the phone with Dan Peetens. He's a Canadian artist, specifically using pencil. This is really cool. Dan, how many hours did it take you to create this picture of Haligonian former Mooseheads player Nathan MacKinnon?
This one took me 71 hours to complete. I did it over the course of about 3 weeks.
But dude, how do you have that patience?
I tell people that I use up all my patience in life on my drawing. I concentrate it all here. No, the truth is I get obsessed about what I'm drawing. You know, I get hyper-focused on, you know, it can just be a little area, a little 1-inch by 1-inch square, and I just get obsessed until I have that one area looking right. And then I step back and I just say, holy cow, like, I got to do another square today. and that's how I approach my drawings, just little square by little square.
Was this a specific moment that this picture was taken and that you drew it, or was this just a regular Colorado Avalanche game?
Just a regular Colorado Avalanche game. I usually try to capture the player as I kind of know them or as I see them in my head, and to me, you know, Mac is just, he's that bull coming across the line, hyper focused, and it's just all about the play in front of him, and that's what I kind of saw here.
We're on the phone right now with Dan Peetens. You can check out Peetens Art on X. You can check it out on Facebook. We've also got the picture up on the website too, surge105.ca, if you want to see this pencil drawing that took 71 hours of Nathan MacKinnon here. And you sell these works too. Do you mind if I ask what this is going for?
Yeah, so this one's on my website right now for $4,500.
I mean, for 71 hours, that seems like a reasonable price.
I'm glad you say that. There's a debate amongst the general public as to the value of art and whatnot. But, you know, when somebody asks me, how long is it going to take, or how much money is it going to cost me for you to draw, you know, X? And I say, well, you know, you're going to have to feed me and keep me alive for a few weeks. So that's the cost.
Yeah, it's going to take a little bit of effort, right? I think when you take a look at art like this, it's impossible not to notice how good it is, and that, you know, price is a reflection of that, man. And this is a piece of Nathan MacKinnon and, you know, for that matter, Colorado Avalanche memorabilia that someone is going to want to have their hands on.
Oh, thank you very much for saying that.
And what's the next project? What do you got on the go right now?
The next project, I got a couple of charity pieces. I got to try to squeeze in before the golf season rolls around. And then I've got a couple of other, I guess, top secret public presentation pieces that are coming up. I'm going to try to get done. It's funny. I used to have so much time to squeeze in what I wanted to draw, pieces like this, you know, and it's a great problem to have that I don't get to do that as much as I want.
On the phone with Dan Peetens. Check out Peetens Art. We've got the post that took 71 hours. Nathan MacKinnon, it looks outstanding. It's just a pencil on paper. Check out surge105.ca for the full breakdown. And, man, honestly, if I tried something like this, by comparison, my guy would just be a stick figure. So,
yeah, and I always tell people, like, don't worry. There's lots of things I can't do that I'm sure you can.
Thanks for the time, buddy. Appreciate it.
Of course. No problem.